and thank you for joining us at the table. Today we're going to look at sweet and desserts from the Indian subcontinent. Primarily we'll look at sweets and desserts that you might not know about. Some of these won't be available from sweet centres, restaurants or takeaways. I thought of this topic because of something I experienced at work, and it made me think of sweets and desserts that are not that well known outside of the Indian subcontinent. Welcome to all. Before we delve into the different types of sweets and desserts available, I'll give you some background on why I picked this topic. So in my culture, we have a tradition of sharing out the extra food we have left over after a party or gathering with family, friends and neighbours. But on this one occasion, we had loads left over, even after sharing it out to family, friends and neighbours.
Thank you, miso.
Too far away, bro. So I decided to take some for my colleagues at work. I was able to give them a full 3-course meal for two, and I had 6 portions. They got samosa starters, chicken curry with naan bread or chapati, I can't remember which, and mithai chawal or sweet rice.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, sweet rice is one of my favourites too. So, you have your well-known dishes, such as samosa, curry and naan bread or chapati, but I also assumed they either knew or had even tried mithai chawal or sweet rice before. The next day, I asked them how the food was, and they really enjoyed it, but they said they had the chicken curry with the sweet rice. I was in shock and in complete disbelief. I don't know why I was in disbelief. They hadn't eaten mithai chawal or sweet rice before, but for me, sweet and spicy dishes don't really go together. So I told them that the mithai chawal was the dessert. Well, that's what I believed anyway. And they said it was awesome with the curry. Every single one of them had done this. Now I was intrigued, and I asked my father if this is a thing, and my father said yes. My dad then told me that they would have a chapati or roti with rice pudding or even mango as well. I didn't know this, and I've never ever tried it. So not only was I learning more about my cultural history, my colleagues at work were trying homemade Indian cuisine and teaching me a thing or two. And no, I still haven't tried curry with sweet rice. Dims, Sol. Have you guys ever tried curry with sweet rice or even tried one of those other combinations like rice pudding and chapati or even chapati and mango?
No, and I don't think I would, to be honest. As you guys know, I have a sweet tooth and I love my desserts. So I wouldn't like to ruin my desserts by mixing and matching with random foods. I think if I got experimental, I would rather do it with one dessert for another. For example, I'd much rather try rice pudding with sweet rice rather than curry with sweet rice. That just sounds yucky to me. Your thoughts, Sol?
Not together, but separate. I've tried sweet rice on its own, rice pudding on its own. The only thing I've tried together from the comments is roti and curry. But I've tried mango pulp with white rice. It's a favourite for the kids. The only thing that comes to mind is a thing we call sugar babi. It's a chapati with butter added and sugar being coated. Then we roll it up, and then it's ready for consumption, but it has to be eaten fresh from the flat pan, otherwise it wouldn't taste nice.
Babi sounds nice. Well, we are here to talk about some dishes, so let's look into mithai chawal. Mithai chawal is a sweet rice dish made from long-grained basmati rice soaked in water and cooked with butter or ghee. You also add sugar, food colouring, and an optional assortment of toppings or condiments. Regarding the toppings or condiments, I personally like soaked skinless split in half almonds, raisins and coconut slices. How do you guys like your sweet rice?
Well, believe it or not, I like it plain. I mean, I like almonds and coconut, and I don't mind them being in my sweet rice, just as long as it's just a little dash and they don't overdo it. In terms of raisins, can't stand the stuff. I always have to pick them out. So any of you aunties out there listening, please stop putting raisins in my sweet rice. Lol.
Well, we call sweet rice jardo. It's made in a similar way. We use turmeric to get its yellow tinge colour. We have pineapple pieces in our, it seems to be the same. I like playing with pineapple pieces.
Jardo. I've not been to any restaurant that has mithai chawal or jardo on their menu, or maybe I'm going to the wrong place or just out of luck. By the way, if the listeners have seen mithai chawal or jardo on a restaurant or takeaway menu, please let us know on Twitter. Dims and Sol. Have you ever seen mithai chawal or jardo on a restaurant or takeaway menu?
No, I can't say that I have. The only time I've eaten sweet rice outside is at weddings. Other than that, no. Not really came across it. Maybe there's a gap in the market. What are you saying, Saul?
I tend to see them at weddings a lot. I did a quick search online. It seems to be that Sunam and other restaurants do have it on their menu. My wife stated she had had it at a restaurant and in a buffet, but unfortunately, she can't remember which one.
I'll have to look more carefully next time, or maybe I'll ask the waiter. So I tried to look online to find the origins or background of meat hijawal, but it was very hard to find. There are references to yellow rice, but it spans multiple continents, but nothing about the origins of meat hijawal from the Indian subcontinent. When I searched for meat hijawal on Google, and that's spelt meat it, M-E-E-T-H-E, and jawal, C-H-A-W-A-L, I get references to zarda. The dish zarda is very similar, if not identical, to sweet rice, and it references a Pakistani version, which is also very similar to meat hijawal. I even came across a site which describes the sweet rice, but once they add yellow food colouring, the name became zarda. So the addition of colouring might also be optional, just like the toppings. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? What do you call sweet rice, and have you ever heard of zarda?
Lol, not really. We just call it sweet rice. To rice that is sweet, regardless of the food colouring, which is mainly yellow. But I have had the multicoloured one. It's green, blue, red, etc. And we call it zarda in Urdu or Punjabi lingo. What's your take on it, Saul?
Like stated before, we call it zarda. And I've only seen it in one colour, and that colour is yellow.
So, Wiki describes zarda as a word from the Persian word zard, meaning yellow, which makes sense, but it also says it's typically served after a meal, so as a dessert. Pretty much similar to meat hijawal. I did mention a Pakistani version a moment ago, which isn't that different really. It just said that different food colouring is used. I can confirm that that is the case, and it is more an assortment of colours rather than just one. So you would use multiple food colourings, such as yellow, red or green, as Dims has mentioned, and it is very difficult to get the proportion of colouring right. I've not had much of the multicoloured version, probably because it is difficult to get the colouring right. Too much of one colour or the other must make the visual appearance unappealing. Regarding the taste, for me it tastes the same as yellow rice, but all your senses help towards the perception of taste, so texture, sound, touch, etc. And I'm sure sight plays a big part too. Oh, and the toppings. I just touched on the basics, so almonds, coconut, pistachios and raisins, but in some versions of the rice, they also use orange peel and even add cherries. Sol, you also mentioned adding pineapple pieces?
Yes, that's correct. Small pineapple pieces.
Sounds nice. I do like tangy food, but as I've said before, I just stick to peeled almonds, raisins and coconut. What toppings do you guys like, and what versions of sweet rice have you tried? Have you guys ever tried, as my kids call it, rainbow rice?
Well, like I said before, I prefer it plain. But I have tried the multicoloured ones and the yellow ones. And to be honest, to me, they taste pretty much the same. Your thoughts, Sol?
I've only tried one kind, and that is with small pineapple pieces. I won't go out of my way, and it's okay.
Same with me too. We don't have it that often, and I wouldn't go out of my way as well. Another interesting fact about sweet rice, or maybe any sweet dish from the Indian subcontinent, is that people will add jaggery or gur. Gur is a traditional cane sugar. People in the Indian subcontinent will use that as a replacement for regular or granulated sugar. While looking into this, I was reminded of a sweet that I used to eat a lot as a kid and absolutely loved. It's called laddu. I'm sure you guys have heard of that one.
Yeah, I had it loads as a kid too. I think it's kind of died down over the years, as it's still available, but it's not as popular as it once was. I remember as a kid, if anyone got married, we got laddus. If anyone had a baby, we got laddus. Lol, I even knew a guy who was called Laddu. Well, that was his nickname anyway. But that's another story. How about you, Sol? Are you familiar with laddus?
Yes, and we tend to have laddu mostly on Eid and weddings. It's my mother-in-law's staple sweet dish. She uses sugar and not gur.
Well, I need your help on this. I always thought that laddu was made from sweet rice and it was clumped into a round ball. But when I've searched online to try and find a reference, it doesn't mention zarda, sweet rice or meat hijawal. Do you guys know what laddu is made from? Or did you think laddu was made from sweet rice?
Yeah, I know what you mean. They do taste quite similar, but the texture is different. And even though the taste is quite similar, it's not similar enough for me to think sweet rice is crumbled up and made into laddu. Lol. What's your thoughts, Sol?
Yes, I can give you my mother-in-law's recipe. Would you like that, Nis?
Yes, please.
Well, here you go. 2 cups of janada flour, 1 cup warm water, 4 tablespoons of ghee, and 2 tablespoons of baking powder. Step 1. Mix it all together. The batter should be runny enough to drop easily. Step 2. Fry it in a hot oil using a colander. Step 3. Make sugar syrup with 1 cup water and 1 cup sugar and heat it up. Step 4. Mix it all together. Step 5. Make it into a small ball. And finally, step 6. Serve and enjoy.
Don't worry. All this will be added onto our website, which is www.nosuchnonsense.com.
Yeah, check it out, because Sol will be shouting at you then.
Yeah, nosuchnonsense.com.
Thanks for that. I might have to give that a try. Moving on to the next sweet. After realizing they hadn't tried Meethe Chawal before, I thought I would ask them if they knew about my favourite Indian sweet, which is Jalebi, and no, they didn't. So I went out to the local Indian sweet centre and purchased a 2.5 kg box of jalebi. Jalebi is an Indian subcontinent sweet snack. It is made from maida flour batter, which is then deep fried into a circular or coiled shape. This is then soaked in a sugar syrup. This can be eaten warm or cold, and in the majority of Delhi sweet centres, it is made fresh and you can watch the chef frying and dunking the jalebi in the syrup. Have you guys ever heard of or tried jalebi?
Yes, jalebi. I love it and I hate eating it at the same time. Let me explain. It tastes yummy, but it's so damn messy my hands always get sticky as it's drenched in some sticky syrup. Does that also happen to you, Sol?
Sticky yicky. Nah, had it years ago. I can't remember. Don't have it as much as it's really bad for people with diabetes.
Oh, I had it recently and it is very sticky yicky. Now, this was something new for the guys at work, and they absolutely loved it. Looks like they have a sweet tooth. They like the sweet rice, and now they like the jalebi too. They loved it so much, the next batch of jalebi we bought with the team's incentive money. Jalebi spans across North Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia. It has several names spanning the separate regions, names such as Zubaya in Iran, Zlibia in North Africa, Jalapi in Bangladesh, and a few others. Just as a side note, while looking into this and preparing the episode, I went to a wedding where my son and some of the guests were singing lyrics from a song called Jalebi Baby. I just found that funny and coincidental. Apparently, it's a remix.
You get remix
of Justin Bieber's song Yummy with the song from a Bollywood movie called Jalebi Bhai. The remix was called Yummy Jalebi, and it was initially released on social media such as TikTok and Instagram. Apparently, it was so popular that he released a new version that removed Yummy and extended his verse. He names the new song Jalebi Baby. It's by Tesha, and he also collaborates with Jason Derulo. Thanks, Dims. Have you guys heard of or even listened to the song? Just crazy how I was looking into jalebi and then I heard a song about it at a wedding.
No, I haven't. Sounds funny though. Almost like an Asian take on Ice Baby. Lol.
Dims, how come you haven't heard it? It's everywhere. You can't escape it. It's gone viral. All thanks to TikTok. Think you're out of the game, bro.
Can't believe I missed it. Well, I am more into hip-hop rather than pop songs.
Just for you, Dims. Here you go.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just want to eat it.
Jalebi, baby.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
Oh, I really need it.
Jalebi.
Oh, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just want to eat it.
Jalebi,
I know the things that you like.
Wow, that's pretty damn catchy. It's like R&B more than pop song. Now you guys tell me, lol.
It's a catchy song. The song mentions a lot of sweet dishes I like from the Indian subcontinent. Dishes like ras malai and pista barfi. Another little secret of jalebi is having it with hot milk or rabri. Rabri is like condensed milk. So you put the jalebi in the hot milk and eat it with a spoon. This is stronger than a caffeine hit, so be careful. I've never tried it, but a friend of mine has, and he said he was hyper for hours, but he made the mistake of having it at night. Dims, Sol, have you guys had jalebi with hot milk?
Yeah, quite a few times. I prefer it with warm milk. I think it softens the jalebi and the sugary taste, as sometimes jalebi can be way too sweet. I know it's supposed to be sweet, but sometimes it's like a sugar overload, and the milk definitely helps with that. How about you, Sol? Have you tried it with warm milk before?
Unfortunately not. Not even with warm milk. Sounds good. But we'll pass that info to others to try it out.
I think we've covered jalebi enough. There are other Asian desserts that I don't see on the menu that we make at home. Another favourite of mine is halwa. But there are many types of halwa, and the one I like is suji halwa. Guys, have you ever heard of or know about halwa? And do you know the different types?
The one I know of is Gajan Halwa. It's made out of carrots and it's quite popular. Family makes halwa with dhoti too. They also make it out of bread. Didn't try that though. And you, Dims, have you tried any specific halwa?
Yes, I have tried halwa. There are different types, but I'm not a fan, to be honest, of any type of halwa.
But there are so many types. Looking on Wiki, halwa is very popular in South Asia, but does span across Europe, the Middle East and North Africa. It is based on toasted semolina with local variations. The name has links through Romanian Yiddish, halva, Ottoman Turkish, helva, and ultimately Arabic, halwa, which means sweet confection. According to Wiki, the dish originated in Persia, with the first reference to halwa appearing in the 7th century, referring to a mixture of mashed dates with milk. Then, apparently by the 9th century, the term halwa was used for numerous kinds of sweets, including the now familiar sweetened, cooked semolina or flour paste. I like the idea of mashed dates with milk. That almost sounds as if it would taste like jalebi with milk. I bet that gives one hell of an energy boost. Have you tried anything like that? Dates with milk or maybe porridge?
You're right. Dates do give you an energy boost. But I haven't tried it with milk or porridge, nor do I have any desire to eat soggy dates, lol. So, are you into soggy dates?
Not specifically, but did try this during Ramadan. The one I had was like a Snicker version of it. It contained a banana, milk, dates, oats, and peanut butter. You blend it all together to make a smoothie. What did you think of it, Nis?
Tastes nice. I'm not a fan of peanut butter, but the rest sounds nice. Getting back to its origins, I did find another take on where it originated, according to the BetterIndia.com website. Halwa originated during the Ottoman Empire in the 16th century. A section on the site says, back then, Suleiman, the 10th and longest reigning sultan of the empire, maintained a separate kitchen only for sweets, and halwa was one of them. This sweet Turkish delight was prepared by the halwa hanili, meaning confectioner, with three basic ingredients, starch, fat, and sweetener.
Ah, makes sense. Now I know where Turkish delight is derived from.
Interesting point, yeah. Comparing the information from the Better India website and Wiki, Wiki says the 7th century, but I guess that must be the different variations. And on this website, the Better India website, they must be talking about the halwa consumed on the Indian subcontinent. The website does also say that the first reference to the nut-based halwa can be traced back to the 12th century. And the first recorded recipe appears in a 13th century Arabic book, Kitab al-Tabiq, which translates to the Book of Dishes.
Yes, you've become quite a historian now, haven't you?
Look quite deep into it. The book mentions 8 varieties of halwa recipes. So this dish is popular across the globe and comes in many forms, but I really only know of a few types and the ones that I've tried. So the one that I like is semolina based, but there is a flour based one called atta halwa and a carrot based one called gajar halwa, but I know it as gajrela. My favourite is suji halwa, which is made with semolina, butter or ghee, sugar and water. It's smooth, fluffy, soft, sweet and light. I've had the flour-based one and it is bland in comparison and the texture isn't right. I do like gajar halwa or gajrela, which is the carrot-based one, but it isn't my favourite. You can also find gajar halwa or gajrela at restaurants and takeaways. It is also served at special occasions like weddings. Some people also like to eat it with ice cream and it does make a nice combination. I've only really had it with vanilla ice cream. Some of the variations of halwa mentioned on the website were badam halwa, which is almond based, never had that. Mung dal halwa, which is green gram bean, never had that. And pineapple halwa, and I've never had that. Dim sol. Which ones did you say you had tried, and have you tried any of the ones I've mentioned? So almond, green bean, or pineapple?
Pineapple halwa? I didn't even know there was such a thing. Personally, I've tried semolina one with almonds and the carrot one, which I prefer slightly more. But like I said earlier, I'm not a fan of halwa.
Not tried the pineapple one, green bean or almond, but I have tried the carrot one with vanilla ice cream. Warm carrot halwa with cold ice cream does taste nice.
So if you are going to have halwa based on the one from the Indian subcontinent, then it is best eaten freshly cooked and warm. This is when it is smooth and fluffy, in my opinion anyway. If you do store it for another time, then it is best to reheat it to get the best taste. But that does depend on each individual's preference. You can also have many different toppings, and again, my favourites are raisins, soaked skinned halved almonds and coconut slices. I've not seen suji halwa on restaurant or sweet centre menus, but after introducing it to my work colleagues, I find they loved it and could be a good seller.
So does that mean you're going to open up a halwa shop then, Niz?
I think I smell a business opportunity. It's interesting how this one dish has spread so far and has such a long history across countries, continents, and cultures. While reading about this on Wiki, it mentions a Greek version that is a traditional fasting food among the Greek Orthodox who have food restrictions. You then have an Iranian version where it is made with wheat flour, butter, and flavoured with rose water. This is then spread thin on a plate till it dries into a paste. This is usually served at funerals and other formal ceremonies, often with almonds or coconut shavings. Do you guys link halwa to any special occasion? In my household, we serve it to guests at formal occasions like a birthday party or Remembrance Day.
For me, it would be Friday, Eid, and weddings. That's all I can recall. Any special occasions for you, Dibs, other than the ones I've just mentioned?
For me, I relate it to weddings.
Like I just said, other than weddings.
Well, that's what I relate to anyway. And here's why. Carrot halwa, also known as gajra halwa, is commonly used as one sweet dish offering at most weddings, usually with a dollop of ice cream, and it's quite tasty.
You're right. Gajra halwa is one of the more common desserts at weddings, and you're right, it's tasty. Which brings me nicely onto a less common one. It is very rare these days, and I crave it so much, but they don't make them at weddings like they used to. I guess times change and traditions and cultures move on. It used to be given as a treat at an Asian Mendi Ohina party. The Mendi Ohina party is a pre-wedding party where the guests celebrate the coming marriage by feeding a bite of this sweet snack to the groom and bride. It used to be dipped in some syrup, I think it was sugar mixed in water, and then given to the bride and groom. Guys, can you think of what I'm referring to?
I know what a henna party is. It's also known as a Mendi. But not sure what you're referring to in terms of a snack being dipped in the syrup. Any ideas, Sol?
Is it soji, which is made out of semolina, ghee and milk, or cream and sugar? That's my guess.
Yeah, we also serve soji as well, but what I'm talking about is called chilla or atta chilla. I tried to look up the name and its meaning in English, and I came up with some weird results. So chilla in Spanish is some derogatory slang used to describe the mistress or side chick, but I'm not translating it from Spanish. In South America, it describes a grey fox, again, not translating from South America. Translating it from Urdu to English, it means committed worship, and that doesn't really fit the bill with this one. So it looks like either I've got the name wrong, which I don't think is the case, so I must have the spelling incorrect, or it isn't that well known, and so you can't find any references to it. Just to let you know.
Chabi, a chilla is someone dopey.
That's true, but that doesn't describe what I'm talking about. Just to let you know, I was spelling it as chilla, C-H-I-L-L-A, or chila, C-H-E-E-L-A. Dims, so, do you know what I'm talking about now?
Don't know what I do. I've tried to Google it. And the thing that shows up almost looks like a cross between a pancake and an omelette. Not sure if that's what you're referring to.
Chilla is usually referred to 40 days in Jumat, but that's not what we're referring to. But back to this topic. Sorry, I have no idea. I googled it too, and it came up with the same results.
Well, Dims, yeah. Both of you use pancakes. That's what it does look like. And it's made from regular chapati flour, baking soda, and shukkar. Shukkar is a type of sweetener. So you could use sugar instead. You then fry it in ghee, which is a type of oil or butter. Just explaining shukkar or jaggery powder a bit more. It is a traditional raw cane sugar from the Indian subcontinent and South Asia. It is mostly used in dishes from the Indian subcontinent and South Asia. It's also known as gur, and people use this as a replacement for regular or granulated sugar. Now, it took me a while, but I did come across one YouTube video about this, and the video's name is Pakistan Village Traditional Chilla Recipe. I think it explains exactly what I'm talking about, and I'll put a link to the video in the description and notes of the recipe on the website. Dim Sol, after watching the video, how does that sound, or should I make some for you to try?
Well, I may be open to trying it out, as long as it's not too oily, though I can't guarantee I would like it, but you know I'd give you my honest opinion. Yeah, maybe we could do a taste test in a future episode. In fact, why don't you guys reach out on social media and let us know if this is something you would be interested in. If we get enough people wanting this, we'll get Niz in an apron and get him cooking this chilla. So, have you seen the video yet?
Seen the video. It looks good. Personally, never heard, tried, or seen it before. I will give it a try, if you're intending to make it for us, miss.
I think I will have to make them, as I do like them. Now, I've asked my family about this, and they've said that it's mainly a village recipe and not something that you can find in sweet centres. And it's also mostly made at weddings, and this is maybe why it's not that well known. My wife said this was mainly a countryside wedding snack and isn't something that sherry people eat. Sherry people meaning city people. Now, when I search for chilla, there are many other variations. They are a type of pancake, and you can make it with egg, gram flour, corn flour, and I even saw one with green gram beans. They would also have different fillings or stuff that you can add to the mixture before cooking. It's most likely the one I've had isn't as common because it's from small countryside villages. So I've covered the dishes I wanted to go over, but are there any foods that you guys make at home that you don't really see at restaurants, takeaways or sweet centres?
Not that I can think of, but then again, I don't cook. Don't know if Sol has any.
I know of one, but I can't think of the name. A roti made out of rice flour, water and salt. It's like a pancake with lots of holes in it. I've not seen it in any restaurants. We tend to have it with a bowl of mango pulp.
Well, we seem to have our common gelato dessert cafes, which seem to make the things we know and love, such as apple crumble, crepes, waffles, ice cream. But I think there is a market for Asian-style sweet centres where you can serve the sweet dishes we've discussed above. Dim Sol, do you know of any Asian versions of creams or Starbucks?
I don't know any in particular. There are many tea places. So all these chai huts that are popping up, they do offer certain dessert varieties. Other than that, I think each of their own. For example, if you want donuts, you go to the donut guy. If you want waffles, you go to the waffle guy. If you want cupcakes, you go to the cupcake guy. For ice cream, oh, speaking of ice cream, so you were telling me about this ice cream shop. Do they just do ice cream or other desserts as well?
Bro, there's too many ice cream shops. Yes, the ice cream shops do other desserts too, such as molten lava cake and different sort of churros too. Plus a lot of tea places that do breakfast and some do desserts like gulab jamun, cheesecake, Nutella wrap made with paratha and so much more.
I personally don't know all the different types of desserts available from the Indian subcontinent, and there is so much more that I could try. Why don't you, the audience, let us know which desserts you like? It doesn't have to be from the Indian subcontinent. I absolutely love the primary school classic apple crumble and custard. Or, if you know of a sweet or dessert that isn't that well known, share your experience and we may air it on our next episode when you join us at the table. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.